Australian police and firefighters have taken on the role of urban cowboys in a two-day roundup of a herd of cattle that broke out of a fenced-off pasture and decided to go into town. A police statement says the 43 steers defied attempts by police and volunteer firefighters to recapture them after wandering off on a Thursday and heading up toward the upper Austrian town of Freestadt. After being chased away from the railway station, they endangered motorists by stampeding onto a two-lane highway before running into a town suburb. Two firefighters who tried to stop them were injured and needed hospital treatment. I'll have a look at central Wisconsin weather after this.
Funds for this trivia newscast have been provided in part through a grant from the Stevens Point Animal Hospital on Highway 10 East, with over 30 years of care to pets and their owners. Our compassionate staff provides quality medicine and surgery to help you with all your small animal concerns. Now offering ultrasound. What's up, Doc?
In central Wisconsin weather, it's 37 degrees outside. I'll have the top five teams, the point values from hour 22, and question one of hour 24 of Trivia 44 after Trivia Focus.
Where's the Trivia Focus? There's always supposed to be a Trivia Focus.
Hey, Doc, this is Taylor from 90 FM. Would you like to do a Trivia Focus with us?
Absolutely. Let's get this done.
Great. Well, what's your team's name?
We are 50 Shades of Franzia. Butscapades, it was a combination, but mostly our team captain and leader, Andrea, came up with it. But everyone put together a little part, and I think it worked out pretty good.
Did you guys have, like, some kind of story behind it?
Well, there really is, but it's not appropriate for radio. I don't know how I'd be able to edit it down, but just that there's a lot of Astroglide involved.
What all are you guys doing to stay up this year?
You know, a peer pressure. We're kind of taking turns, working in shifts. People are disappearing and coming back. And there's some alcohol involved. I don't know if that helps or hurts. When we won the free groceries, we've got some knots here. We haven't dipped into it yet, but, you know, just in case.
Wile E. Coyote uses acne products to try to catch Roadrunner. What acne product would you use if you had the chance?
Definitely that anvil. It seems like you could do a lot of different things with that. Besides just holding it over someone's head, you could use it as a roadblock. And it just seems like that would give you the most opportunity to accomplish the most things.
Yeah, you never underestimate a giant chunk of heavy iron.
I've always said that. That's my motto, actually.
Could you give me your best Porky the Pig impression?
That's all, folks.
You rub a lamp and the Oz comes out. What would you ask for?
To ask him to stop asking us questions about ridiculous college bands that no one ever heard of except for him. Right? Do their moms even know if they have a band?
What did your team do to survive the end of the world?
Lots of Franzia boxes, because people don't know that silver lining inside, that actually protects you from nuclear strikes. And that's, partly why we enjoy it.
What is the overall state of your team right now?
I would say giddy. There's a lot of enjoyment. People have taken the first round of showers, and I think that's helped. Because, when people smell bad, it tends to bring the room down. The comfortable clothes, I think, are also helping. Look good, feel good, answer questions.
What is the tastiest radio station in the whole universe?
Well, it's got to be 90 FM, right? I mean, you guys are always munching on something. Every time I hear Oz talk, he's got something in his mouth.
Thank you very much. For Trivia Focus, I'm Taylor. Thank you for playing Trivia 44.
Trivia Focus is provided by Century Insurance, serviced locally by Point Insurance. Free, no-obligation reviews of your home, auto, and life insurance needs are available at pointagency.com or at 715-544-4665.
You're listening to Trivia on 90 FM, WWSP Stevens Point. Funds for Trivia 44 have been made possible in part through a grant from the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point, creating a partnership for thriving communities, vibrant, healthy, prosperous, sustainable pointers. Visit uwsp.edu today. Bank local with the Pineries Bank, your locally owned and operated log cabin bank. Proud to serve the trivia community since 1997, 3601 Main Street. Ministry St. Michael's Hospital, creating a brighter future for the past 100 years. Proud to be part of the Stevens Point community at ministryhealth.org. the Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Growers Association, who remind you to buy local. And to succeed in today's world, you need a plan. At Travel Guard, we offer employees the tools and opportunities to achieve. It's success inspired. Travel Guard, where there's nothing trivial about your career. Visit TravelGuard.com today.
The winner of the grocery bag giveaway from Triggs on Academy Drive Stevens Point for Hour 23 is Mayroach Mastodon. To pick up your prize, bring your copy of the new Trivia Times with your team ID number label in it to the 90FM studios located at 1101 Reserve Street. Team standings as of Hour 22. In fifth place, with 3,380 points, is Freshly Squeezed. In fourth place, with 3,415 points, is Tin Man. In third place, with 3,440 points, is Ugly Undulating Uvulas. In second place, with 3,570 points, is Dad's Computers, 35 Years of Trivia. In first place, with 4,015 points, is Festivus for the Rest of Us. Here are the point values for questions in Hour 22. Question 1 is worth 75 points. Question 2 is worth 20 points. Question 3 is worth 10 points. Question 4 is worth 30 points. Question 5 is worth 20 points. Question 6 is worth 10 points. Question 7 is worth 10 points. And question 8 is worth 500 points. Again, here are the point values for questions in Hour 22. Question 1 is worth 75 points. Question 2 is worth 20 points. Question 3 is worth 10 points. Question 4 is worth 30 points. Question 5 is worth 20 points. Question 6 is worth 10 points. Question 7 is worth 10 points. And question 8 is worth 500 points. Question 1 of Hour 24 of Trivia 44. Following the bad advice of roommate Felix Unger, columnist Oscar Madison told off his boss, was fired, and he took a job at a hip magazine. Oscar described his experience working there like Tahiti, with all the modern conveniences. What is the name of that magazine? Again, question 1 of Hour 24 of Trivia 44. Following the bad advice of roommate Felix Unger, columnist Oscar Madison told off his boss, was fired, and he took a job at Hip Magazine. Oscar described his experience working there like Tahiti, with all the modern conveniences. What is the name of that magazine? Good luck.
Trivia 44 and Wayne Edwards.
Darn. Well, now me and Homer Jones and Big John Talley had a big crap game going back in the alley. And I kept rolling them seven and winning all them pots. My luck was so good, I could do no wrong. I just kept on rolling and controlling them bones. Finally, they threw up their hand and said, when you hot, you hot. I said, yeah. When you're hot, you're hot. When you're not, you're not. Put all the money in and let it roll again. When you're hot, you're hot. La 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 la. And I was just getting ready to roll them again when I heard something behind me. I turned around and there was a big old cop. He said, hello, boy. Then he gave us a grin and said, look like I'm going to have to haul y'all in and keep all that money for evidence. I said, well, son, when you hot, you hot.
He said, yeah, when you're hot, you're hot. When you're not, you're not.
You can explain it all down in City Hall. I said, yeah, when you're hot, you're hot.
La, 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 la.
Us in the court, I couldn't believe my eyes. The judge was a fishing buddy that I recognized. I said, hey, judge, old buddy, old pal, I'll pay you that $100 if you get me out of this spot. So he gave my friends a little fine to pay. He turned around and grinned at me and said, fine days, Jerry, when you're hot, you're hot. And I said, thanks a lot.
When you're hot, you're hot. When you're not, you're not.
You let my friends go free and throw the book at me. He said, well, when you're hot, you're hot. I said, well, I'll tell you one thing, judge, old buddy, old pal. If you wasn't wearing that black robe, I'd take you out the back of this courthouse, and I'd try a little bit of your honor on. You understand that, you hillbilly? Who's going to collect my welfare? Pay for my Cadillac?
In the middle of question one of hour 24, following the bad advice of roommate Felix Unger, columnist Oscar Madison told off his boss, was fired, and took a job at a hit magazine. Oscar described his experience working there like Tahiti with all the modern conveniences. What is the name of that magazine? Phones down in the back, please. Phones down. That ends question one of hour 24. Following the bad advice of roommate Felix Unger, columnist Oscar Madison told off his boss, was fired, and took a job at a hip magazine. Oscar described his experience working there like Tahiti with all the modern conveniences. What is the name of that magazine? The answer to question one of hour 24, Harem. Again, the answer to question one, hour 24, Harem. Moving on to question two. On one of the record sleeves of the Prince double LP Graffiti Bridge, Prince takes the opportunity to thank a variety of people. All appear in alphabetical order. After that lengthy thank you list, there is a hopeful message. What is that message? Again, question two of hour 24. On one of the record sleeves of the Prince double LP Graffiti Bridge, Prince takes the opportunity to thank a variety of people. All appear in alphabetical order. After the lengthy thank you list, there is a hopeful message. What is that message? Good luck from 90FM and Trivia 44.
Got it.
in the middle of question two of hour 24. On one of the record sleeves of the Prince double LP Graffiti Bridge, Prince takes the opportunity to thank a variety of people. All appear in alphabetical order. After the lengthy thank you list, there is a hopeful message. What is that message? Good luck, Adele, carefully from your friends here at 90FM and Trivia 44.
My grandma told your grandma, I'm gonna set your flag on fire. You're talking about henna, 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 henna. Ico, Ico, Ande, Giacomo, Fino, Anale, Giacomo, Finale. Look at my king all dressed in red. Ico, Ico, Ande, I bet you $5 he'll kill you dead. Giacomo Finale, talking about henna, 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 henna. Ico, Ico, Ande, Giacomo Fino, Anande, Giacomo Finale. My flag boy and your flag boy sitting by the fire. My flag boy to your flag boy, I'm gonna set your flag on fire. Talking about henna, 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 henna. Ico, Ico, Ande, Giacomo Fino, Anande, Giacomo Finale. See that guy all dressed in green, Ico, Ico, Ande. He's not a man, he's a loving machine. Giacomo Finale, talking about henna, 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 henna. Ico, Ico, Ande, Giacomo Fino, Anande, Giacomo Finale. Talking about henna, henna, henna. Ico, Ico, Ande, Giacomo Fino, Anande, Giacomo Finale, Giacomo Finale.
Phones down, please. Phones down. That puts an end to question two of hour 24. On one of the record sleeves of the Prince double LP Graffiti Bridge, Prince takes the opportunity to thank a variety of people. All appear in alphabetical order. After the lengthy thank you list, there is a hopeful message. What is that message? Again, the answer to here is the answer to question two of hour 24. May you live to see the dawn. Again, the answer to question two of hour 24. May you live to see the dawn. Time for Trivia Stone Group A, clue number 7. Please listen closely. This is Trivia Stone Group A, clue number 7. From where you are now, go past the BVM, the fishing net, the milk can, and the butterfly. Now turn right. Go past the Neil Scone, Greg Raleigh Group, and the Cauldron. Now turn right. Go past the Star and the Windmill. Now turn right. Again, this is Trivia Stone Group A, clue number 7. From where you are now, go past the BVM, the fishing net, the milk can, and the butterfly. Now turn right. Go past the Neil Scone, Greg Raleigh Group, and the Cauldron. Now turn right. Go past the Star and the Windmill. Now turn right. 90FM reminds all trivia players to drive carefully and obey all traffic laws when participating in any of the traveling questions. The clues are very obvious, but will require cleverness on the team player's part. This year's Trivia Stone is made possible from grants from the Noel Group, taking trivia to a career path. The Portage County Gazette, Portage County's locally owned and locally written weekly newspaper, featuring trivia teams and scores in this Friday's edition. Galaxy Comics, Games and More, your dart and disc golf supply headquarters. 925 Clark Street, downtown Stevens Point. Hoffman's Hobbies, season to season, year to year. When it comes to sports, you'll find it here. And Cops Market in two locations, 1500 Pinecrest Avenue, Stevens Point, and 1850 Plover Road, Plover. Moving on to question 3 of hour 24. What is the name of the movie which was promoted on a variety of lobby cards with the following? From a Lost Age, Horror Crawls from the Depths of the Earth. Again, question 3 of hour 24. What is the name of the movie which was promoted on a variety of lobby cards with the following? From a Lost Age, Horror Crawls from the Depths of the Earth. Good luck from 90FM and Trivia 44.
problem. It's not my problem. It's not my problem.
In the middle of question three of hour 24, what is the name of the movie which was promoted on a variety of lobby cards with the following? From a lost age, horror crawls from the depths of the earth.
Wop, 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 ba-da-da-da-da, wop. Fucked up mighty loud, and let's liven up this crazy crowd. Come on, shout, shout, knock them out. Come on, yell, yell, loud as well. You gotta scream, scream. You know what I mean?
On Saturday night now, we're having a time, so let's shout.
Shout, knock them out, come on, yell, yell. Hard as well, you gotta scream, scream. You know what I mean? Put another dime in the wrecking machine.
Hey, through the fly with our hands in the sky. Yeah, foot stomping, baby, just to you and I. School was out about a quarter to three. And we're having fun now, it's plain to see. So let's shout,
shout, knock them out, come on, yell, yell.
Phones down, please. Phones down. That ends question three of hour 24. What is the name of the movie which was promoted on a variety of lobby cards with the following? From a lost age, horror crawls from the depths of the earth. The answer to question three of hour 24, The Mole People. Again, the answer to question three of hour 24, The Mole People. Moving on to question four. Get out your copy of the new Trivia Times and turn to the hip-looking character in picture number 25. He is wearing cool shades and sporting an afro wig. It's hard to believe that this character is representing the results of an unexpected mashup of two great scents. What is the brand and registered product promoted by this hip character? Again, question four of hour 24. Get out your copy of the new Trivia Times and turn to the hip-looking character in picture number 25. He is wearing cool shades and sporting an afro wig. It's hard to believe that this character is representing the results of an unexpected mashup of two great scents. What is the brand and registered product promoted by this hip character? Good luck from 90FM and Trivia 44.
Desire, let me to stand next to your fire.
In the middle of question four of hour 24, get out your copy of the new Trivia Times, turn to the hip-looking character in picture number 25. He is wearing cool shades and sporting an afro wig. It's hard to believe that this character is representing the results of an unexpected mashup of two great scents. What is the brand and registered product promoted by this hip character? Good luck from 90FM and Trivia 44. Phones down, please. Phones down in the back. That wraps up question four of hour 24. Get out your copy of the new Trivia Times and turn to the hip-looking character in picture number 25. He's wearing cool shades and sporting an afro wig. It's hard to believe that this character is representing the results of an unexpected mashup of two great scents. What is the brand and registered product promoted by this hip character? The answer to question four of hour 24, Downy Simple Pleasures. Again, the answer to question four, hour 24, Downy Simple Pleasures.
Funds for Trivia 44 have been made possible in part through a grant from the Stevens Point Brewery, presenting new Cider Boys Peach County Hard Cider. Bank local with the Pineries Bank, your locally owned and operated log cabin bank. Proud to serve the Trivia community since 1997. 3601 Main Street. Serving more than 1,500 school districts around the world, Skyward is proud to call Central Wisconsin home and happy to help bring you Trivia 44. Good luck, Trivia teams. The University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point, creating a partnership for thriving communities, vibrant, healthy, prosperous, sustainable Pointers. Visit uwsp.edu today. And Portesi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portesi. Available in your grocer's frozen food department.
Question 5 of Hour 24. Some people have clout. For example, an amateur hockey player was called out of retirement to be on the United States Olympic hockey team. He agreed to play under the condition that his younger brother would also be on the team. What is the first and last name of this very influential player? Again, question 5 of Hour 24. Some people have clout. For example, an amateur hockey player was called out of retirement to be on the United States Olympic hockey team. He agreed to play under the condition that his younger brother would also be on the team. What is the first and last name of this very influential player? Good luck from 90FM and Trivia 44.
Trivia 44. And Wayne Edwards.
Just a watch in the moon. Or maybe it's a simple. I wouldn't know. I don't care about the simple. Things are simple and the change. I'm just sitting in the back. On the very last row. I'll hold your hand.
Question 5 of Hour 24. Some people have clout. For example, an amateur hockey player was called out of retirement to be on the United States Olympic hockey team. He agreed to play under the condition that his younger brother would also be on the team. What is the first and last name of this very influential player? Phones down, please. Phones down. That's going to wrap up question 5 of hour 24. Some people have clout. For example, an amateur hockey player was called out of retirement to be on the United States Olympic hockey team. He agreed to play under the condition that his younger brother would also be on the team. What is the first and last name of this very influential player? The answer to question 5 of hour 24, Bill Cleary. Again, the answer to question 5, hour 24, Bill Cleary. Moving on to question 6. What is the name of the dog who is a member of the Rescue Heroes? Again, question 6 of hour 24. What is the name of the dog who is a member of the Rescue Heroes? Good luck from 90FM. Trivia 44. In the middle of question 6 of hour 24, what is the name of the dog who is a member of the Rescue Heroes?
Up again, I beg of you. break it up is hard to do.
Phones down in the back, please. Phones down. That wraps up question 6 of hour 24. What is the name of the dog who is a member of the Rescue Heroes? Again, the answer, again. The answer to question 6 of hour 24, Wind Chill. Again, the answer to question 6, hour 24, Wind Chill. It's time now for music question number 2. Music question number 2 is snippets of 8 songs. You should use form number 2 included in the new Trivia Times to write the titles of the songs in the order they are played. Each of the songs is equivalent to a question, and points will be awarded accordingly. The answer sheets are to be turned into the 90FM studios between 8 and 8:45 p.m. Saturday. Please remember to include your team ID number on the answer sheet. This year's music questions are made possible by grants from Sherrill Tire and Service, online at SherrillTire.com, and Point Forward Physical Therapy Limited, moving you in the right direction, located at 3217 John Jonas Drive, Suite D, Stevens Point, 715-254-3978. Here now is trivia music question number 2. Question 7 of hour 24 reads like this. In the era of electronic media, it is not unusual to see both newspapers and magazines cutting back, even closing their doors. What is the month, date, and year of the final edition of the Chicago Today newspaper? Again, question 7 of hour 24. In this era of electronic media, it is not unusual to see both newspapers and magazines cutting back, even closing their doors. What is the month, date, and year of the final edition of the Chicago Today newspaper? Good luck from 90FM and Trivia 44. Question 7 of hour 24, in this era of electronic media, it is not unusual to see both newspapers and magazines cutting back, even closing their doors. What is the month, date, and year of the final edition of the Chicago Today newspaper?
Stop.
Phones down, please. Phones down back there. That ends question 7 of hour 24. In this era of electronic media, it is not unusual to see both newspapers and magazines cutting back, even closing their doors. What is the month, date, and year of the final edition of the Chicago Today newspaper? The answer to question 7, September 13th, 1974. Again, the answer to question 7 of hour 24, September 13th, 1974. Here's question 8 of hour 24. Yes?
Hi there. We have an error on one of our questions. In our 24, question number 6, we're throwing that out. Okay?
Okay.
And the reason we're throwing that out is because I got a phone call from the Animal Cruelty Society, and they said that dogs were being mistreated. And because of the magnanimousness of our organization and all of the people that work here, our large hearts, our
enlarged
hearts, and all of that, that we just we couldn't subject these poor dogs to naming them. So, our 24 question 6 is no longer in the contest. Thank you very much, Wayne.
You're welcome. Question 8 of our 24. Television late-night host David Letterman, along with Andrew Luck and a child, are playing catch football on what appears to be a New York City rooftop. What is the advice that the sage David Letterman gives to both Luck and the child? Again, question 8 of hour 24. Television late-night host David Letterman, along with Andrew Luck and a child, are playing catch football on what appears to be a New York City rooftop. What is the advice that the sage David Letterman gives to both Luck and the child? Good luck from 90FM and Trivia 44.
Well, I went to a dance just the other night. Everybody there was there. I said over and over and over again, this dance is gonna be a drag.
She would wait and wait and wait and wait for her.
middle of question 8 of hour 24. Television late night host David Letterman, along with Andrew Luck and a child, are playing catch football on what appears to be a New York City rooftop. What is the advice that the sage David Letterman gives to both Luck and the child? Dow carefully and good luck from all of us here at 90 FM and Trivia 44. That's not all, folks. Phones down in the back. That ends question 8 of hour 24. Television late night host David Letterman, along with Andrew Luck and a child, are playing catch football on what appears to be a New York City rooftop. What is the advice that the sage David Letterman gives to both Luck and the child? The answer to question 8 of hour 24, remember to use the laces. Again, the answer to question 8 of hour 24, remember to use the laces.
Funds for Trivia 44 have been made possible in part through a grant from Portesi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portesi. Available in your grocer's frozen food department. The Stevens Point Brewery, presenting new Cider Boys Peach County Hard Cider. Serving more than 1,500 school districts around the world, Skyward is proud to call Central Wisconsin home and happy to help bring you Trivia 44. Good luck, trivia teams. Ministry St. Michael's Hospital, creating a brighter future for the past 100 years. Proud to be part of the Stevens Point community at ministryhealth.org. And the Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Growers Association, who remind you to buy local.
Good evening. With 90 FM News, I'm Amber Motter. A Chicago woman is trying to get out of paying a parking fine that has snowballed to more than $100,000. WBBM Radio reports that Jennifer Fitzgerald filed a lawsuit last year against the city over the $105,000 worth of tickets that police piled up on her car. The car was left for nearly 3 years in the O'Hare International Airport parking lot. WBBM says a judge dismissed the lawsuit on a Wednesday and pressed the parties to try to reach a settlement. Fitzgerald said she should not be held responsible because her ex-boyfriend abandoned the car in an employee parking lot at the airport. She says the car is worth only about $600. The suit also names her former boyfriend. I'll have a look at Central Wisconsin weather after this.
Funds for this trivia newscast have been provided in part through a grant from Galaxy Comics Games and More, your dart and disc golf supply headquarters. 925 Clark Street, downtown Stevens Point. Phone number 715-544-0857.
Call back in about an hour.
In Central Wisconsin weather, it's 37 degrees outside.
Where's the trivia focus? There's always supposed to be a trivia focus.
Hey, Doc, this is Mitch from 90FM. Would you like to do trivia focus?
Sure thing.
What is your team name?
Keep calm and go hard on the beaver.
How did you guys get that team name?
Well, one day we saw...